The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Forrest Ray, PhD. Wearable cyborg helps improve walking ability, muscle strength. A wearable cybernetic leg significantly improved the gait and ability to perform walking exercises of people with neuromuscular disorders, such as spinal muscular atrophy, as compared to a conventional hoist, according to a recent clinical trial. The trial's results were published in the article titled, Cybernetic Treatment with Wearable Cyborg Hybrid Assistive Limb, HAL, Improves Ambulatory Function in Patients with Slow Progressive Rare Neuromuscular Diseases, a Multicenter Randomized Controlled Crossover Trial for Efficacy and Safety, NYC 3001, in the Orphan A Journal of Rare Diseases. SMA and other neuromuscular disorders involve damage to motor neurons, those controlling voluntary movements, and the muscles they connect to, collectively called the motor unit. As part of the central nervous system, damage to these neurons is considered irreversible, and rehabilitation programs largely focus on developing ways to compensate for lost function, while slowing further loss. While curative treatments tend to focus on targeting the disorder's underlying causes, the chance that these will restore lost motor function is considered unlikely, prompting a need for restorative therapies. To this end, a team of researchers from various Japanese institutions developed an exoskeleton robot named HAL, or Hybrid Assistive Limb. The device is an example of Cybernix, which the scientists describe as a fusion of humans, robots, and information systems. Cybernix technology, they wrote, links the human nervous system and a robot through bioelectric signals, such as motor unit potentials, which results in a dynamic state in which the wearer and HAL are functionally and physically connected. Essentially, HAL is designed to function as a part of its wearer's body by responding to the user's thoughts through a process called interactive biofeedback, or IBF. The team hopes that IBF between HAL and its users will lead to the regeneration of impaired motor function. This regeneration is also known as neuroplasticity. To test this, the investigators conducted a clinical trial, NYC 3001, to test whether IBF works safely and effectively when motor neurons are damaged. The main goal was to evaluate changes in the 2-minute walk test, with secondary goals of measuring changes in walking speed, cadence, and step length in the 10-meter walk test, as well as muscle strength measured by manual muscle testing and several other functional measures. The study recruited 24 volunteers representing a range of neuromuscular disorders, 5 of whom had SMA and were between the ages of 48 and 59. Participants were unable to walk over 10 meters independently and did not have respiratory failure or rapid gait deterioration. After an initial 4-week pre-observation period, investigators randomized patients to receive HAL plus a conventional hoist or the hoist only for 13 weeks, after which each participant switched to the other treatment. During the treatment periods, the volunteers performed 9 40-minute walking sessions. This was followed by a 4-week post-observation period. Overall, the use of HAL was associated with a significant improvement of 10.066% in the 2-minute walk test, as compared to the hoist only. Cadence during the 10-meter walk test also showed significant improvements. Changes in speed, while substantial, did not rise to statistical significance, and step length did not significantly change. Finally, total scores in manual muscle testing showed significant improvement after Cybernix treatment, which the researchers described as groundbreaking. Adverse effects were reported among 55.2% of people during hoist-only treatments and among 80% during HAL sessions. All events were mild and approximately half consisted of muscle soreness, back pain, joint soreness, pain in the extremities, and arthritis, all associated with the walking programs. Other common side effects included skin irritation, redness, and exfoliation at the contact sites used for HAL's electrodes and cuffs. Our findings, the researchers concluded, set a precedent for replacing existing walking exercise therapy using a hoist or treadmill alone with Cybernix treatment using HAL. The team is planning a second clinical trial to confirm whether IBF can induce neuroplasticity in CNS lesions. The efficacy of IVF-based cybernetic treatment, they wrote, will be undoubtedly verified by integrating the results of our next trial on spastic paraplegia caused by CNS lesions with those of the present study. HAL, developed by Cyberdyne, is produced in Japan and distributed in the EU under the name HAL-ML05. It has received quality management system-related approvals as a robotic medical device.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. We're all aware of inspiration porn regarding media. We talk about it often in the forums and columns. You know, the stories where teammates give the last shot to the disabled kid, or the cute little kid in a wheelchair becomes the poster child for the MDA telethon. You know, that sort of thing. So, when a story popped up in my newsfeed about students creating a device so a disabled man could walk his baby, I was hesitant to click on it. I figured it's just another instance of inspiration porn. Yes, it has those touchy-feely qualities, but I was really impressed with the innovation. A group of high school kids modified a car seat so a dad with mobility issues could take his infant for a walk. It reminded me of another story I initially dismissed as inspiration porn, where students created a device to help a kid with physical impairments open a milk carton. For me, what sets these stories apart is they're fulfilling a need. Whereas inspiration porn really serves no purpose other than creating warm fuzzies for the moment. The next day, life returns to normal. Since I'm always looking for innovative products to enhance my life, if it takes a news story to inspire new ideas, I guess I'm okay with it. Hey, next time I'm looking for a clever solution, maybe I'll reach out to some engineering students with a 3D printer. What are your thoughts on this subject? What determines if it's inspiration porn or inspirational? Let me know your thoughts on this topic at smanewstoday.com/forums. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.